You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning! Submission for the school newspaper. Dear Mr. Anderson, here is my submission for next quarter's school newspaper. It is about fake news in the 1800s. I hope you will include it in the quarterly Dry Creek Journal that all the kids read. I want to be a journalist when I grow up, and this would be my first publication. I would save it forever and talk about it when I'm old and winning awards. Here it is. Even in the 1800s, a person could not trust information. Yes, even that long ago, there was fake news. How could there be fake news before internet and TV? Well, it all happened in newspapers and books. One of the most famous lies ever told was written in a book published in 1806. Mason Locke Weems wrote a book all about George Washington after he died. First, Mr. Weems wanted to sell a lot of books. Second, he wanted people to love George Washington forever. So, even though George Washington did a lot of good and great things in his life, Mr. Weems wanted to make him look even better. He was trying to do what a photo filter does now, trying to improve things in a fake way. All of my friends do that. Okay, I do that too. Do you? The weird thing is that the lie didn't get published until the fifth printing of the book. So he was adding stuff after the first book came out. What was the lie anyway? In the lie, or story, George Washington was a six-year-old who received a sharp tool as a gift. It's called a hatchet, and it's a small axe. He was supposedly so excited about it that he used it to chop down his father's favorite cherry tree. His father was understandably upset. When he asked George if he did it, George told the truth and said yes. Okay, first, the kid had a brand new axe. We call that incriminating evidence on TV. Still, his father was full of joy that George told the truth. Did he usually lie? My parents don't get excited when I do what's expected, do yours? Anyway, the famous ending of the story is that the father was so happy George was honest that he said, "Honesty is worth more than 1,000 trees." All of the cherry tree chopping story is a lie. At least, that's what the history experts think now. Mr. Weems just wanted to make people love George Washington for his values as much as his accomplishments. That is a good thing, but shouldn't Mr. Weems be more worried about his own values? He's the one who lied in a book. The end. Thanks again, Mr. Peterson. When I use the asterisk symbol, it's for the teachers or families to discuss the question. I thought I'd make it interactive. Sincerely, L. Widman. I use an initial so people don't know if I'm a boy or a girl, and so they can read the article without caring about that. Can't wait to hear if it will be in the journal.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!